This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, for the people who are going to understand what I'm about to talk about in this podcast, they're going to know me for, honestly, way better than I know myself, and I'm terrified.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. I want to say thank you to everybody who is a patron and supporting this podcast on patreon.com/JoeyKidney. For just $1, you guys can get an extra podcast every single week. That means 4 extra podcasts a month. And if you join the Happy Tree tier, you can get an extra video every month of behind the scenes of how I film the videos and everything like that. And I just want to say thank you guys for supporting that. It means the world to me. But on to today's podcast. I'm not trying to like be a promo whore here. Now, I didn't really know what to do for today's podcast. I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little uncertain on what I wanted to do and how I wanted to approach everything. And it was just a weird day. It's one of those days where it's like you wake up and it's sunny, and then next thing you know, it's like super windy and cold and disgusting and not like Canada. That's actually pretty much like Canada. That pretty much summed it up right there. And it was just it's been a weird day. And Frankie's like, whenever it's pretty rainy and gloomy, Frankie tends to sleep. And Frankie's my dog, if you guys don't know. If you guys don't follow me on like YouTube or Instagram or anything like that, you wouldn't know. But yeah, I just got a puppy, and he's been literally amazing. I've hid him from the world for... I've made so many podcasts with him making noise in the background. And like he's under my feet right now at my desk. And you guys haven't noticed, which is pretty freaking cool. But I'm not trying to hide him anymore. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I love him so much. Now, on to today's podcast and the topic. I went to 16personalities.com. This was recommended by one of you guys. Now, this, for those who don't know, I really don't even freaking know what it is. So it's a free personality test, and this is something that everybody like raves about. And it says, take a personality test and get a freakishly accurate description of who you are and why you do things the way that you do. And you know, interesting, that says, what else can you do here? Understand others, get a roadmap for success, build meaningful connections, all that. And I'm sure they make you pay, enter members area, they make you pay for everything. Except you can take the test, and the test is free. I believe. Yeah, it is. Free personality test. This is called the Nearest Type Explorer or whatever. So it tells me that it's fast and easy, takes less than 12 minutes, which is good because we have short... I just don't like making long podcasts because I don't like listening to long podcasts, whatever. Then the next step is, it says, be yourself, answer honestly even if you don't like the answer, and then complete it all. Try not to leave any neutral answers. And I guess we just... go. Let's give her a go. So it starts off with, it's on a scale of agree and disagree. So it's like strongly agree, strongly disagree, and then like neutral and stuff like that. So I'll tell you guys my answers with everything as we're doing this, and hopefully we can get through this. If you guys aren't interested in this, come back to next week's podcast. We're going to be doing like a little bit more talking and just me, you know, motivational stuff. But this, I thought it would be cool to dabble in on this. So let's get started. And the first thing is, you enjoy vibrant social events with lots of people. Not Not really, but like a little bit. You often spend time exploring unrealistic yet intriguing things. Yeah, okay, agree, but not strongly disagree. Your travel plans are more likely to look like a rough list of ideas than a detailed itinerary. Strongly agree. I just go with the flow. You often think about what you should have said in a conversation long after it takes place. I talk fast and I talk a lot, so I say a lot of things, but I agree with that. I don't strongly agree with it. If your friend is sad about something, your first instinct is to support them emotionally, not to try and solve the problem. No. Yeah, no, I try to solve the problem right away. People can rarely upset you. I disagree with that. I get pretty upset pretty easily. Next, you often rely on other people to be the ones to start a conversation and keep going. Yeah, agree. If you have to temporarily put your plans on hold, you make sure it is your top priority to get back on track as soon as possible. I try to, I so badly, like I hate like going on like trips and stuff because I just want to get home and do work and like get back into my routine. You rarely worry if you make a good impression on someone you meet. I'm pretty like, I would say like disagree, but like of the slightest. It would be a challenge for you to spend the whole weekend all by yourself without feeling bored. No. I don't know. I feel like that's a neutral answer. I know I'm not supposed to answer neutral. Maybe like a little bit agree, but I don't think I'd be that bored. I think I can really entertain myself, not just like the happy times version of it. You're more of a detail-oriented than big-picture person. Yeah, that's me. You are very affectionate with people you care about. No, not really. I'm a little insecure with that, but even though, yeah, Joey's hopeless romantic. You have a careful and methodical approach to life. No, disagree. You are still bothered by the mistakes you made a long time ago. I a little bit agree, but like, I don't know. I've more accepted them now. At parties and similar events, you can mostly be found farther away from the action. Yeah. Yeah, agree. Sorry. You often find it difficult to relate to people who let their emotions guide them. What? No. I find, like, that's who I am. When looking for a movie to watch, you can spend ages browsing the catalog. Not really. I'm pretty good with it. You can stay calm under a lot of pressure. Honestly, yeah, and it's really weird, but it depends on it. Like, if we're missing a flight and, like, with a friend and they're freaking out, I'm pretty calm about it. So I would say, like, a little bit. When a group of people you do not know, you have no problem jumping into the conversation. Oh, my God, disagree. I have the hardest time. When you sleep, your dreams tend to be bizarre and fantastical. I don't remember my dreams, so disagree. In your opinion, is it sometimes okay to step on others to get ahead in life? No. You're dedicated and focused on your goals, only rarely getting sidetracked. I get sidetracked very easily. ADHD is my best friend. If you make a mistake, you tend to start doubting yourself, your abilities, and your knowledge. Yep. When at a social event, you rarely try to introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to the ones you already know. Strongly agree. Now, I want to let you guys know that I've done this test before. I remember I did it in like a hotel room. My friends were like pressuring me to do it, and I did it, and I got a pretty scary answer, and they're like, "Oh my God, you're like a serial killer." And it was pretty terrifying. And I just don't remember how I answered everything. So that's why we're doing this again, because I'm definitely more curious and like understanding why things were the way they were. I was just like filling it out then. This is a little bit different. Next question is, you usually lose interest in a discussion when it gets philosophical. Yeah, I just get bored. You would never let yourself cry in front of others. I don't cry. Agree. Strongly agree. You feel more drawn to places with a bustling and busy atmosphere than more to quiet and intimate ones. Not really. I like bumping places, but like, I'd rather just go to like a cocktail bar type thing. You like discussing different views and theories on what the world could look like in the future? Sure. When it comes to you making life-changing choices, you mostly listen to your heart rather than your head. Yeah, I think so. You cannot imagine yourself dedicating your life to the study of something that you cannot see, touch, or... Yeah, sorry. That's why I'm not religious. You usually prefer to get your revenge rather than forgive. Disagree. You often make decisions on a whim. Agree. The time you spend by yourself often ends up being more interesting and satisfying than the time that you spend with other people. Yeah, strongly agree. Which is weird because I mean, I just have a very interesting life. You often put special effort in interpreting the real meaning or the message of a song or a movie. I think I just get it. I don't think I put more effort into it, but I agree with it. You always know exactly what you want. Yes. And we all do. We're just stupid. No, we're not stupid. I apologize. I should never say that. We're just ignorant, and we feel like we can't share our opinions half the time, and that's why we don't say what we want. You rarely think back on the choices you made and wonder what you could have done differently. I rarely think about that. No, I think about that every now and then. I think it's important to reevaluate your life and stuff like that. When in a public place, you usually stick to the quieter or less crowded areas. Nobody likes to be in the crowded area. I don't think. I don't know. No, I don't like being. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be offensive, like answering this. Like, it's also me reacting. Like, this is not me. You tend to focus on present realities rather than future possibilities. Strongly agree. No, I'm not sure. Just disagree. Just like a subtle agree. You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings. I strongly disagree. I think I understand everyone's feelings. When starting to work on a project, you prefer to make as many decisions upfront as possible. I strongly agree. When you know someone thinks highly of you, you also wonder how long it will be until they become disappointed in you. Holy shit. That's the most real thing that's ever been said to me. You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation. No, I'm painfully shy. You often drift away into daydreaming about various ideas, scenarios. Yeah. Do you think I'm a YouTuber? You look after yourself first and others come in second. I would say I agree with that, but not like strongly agree. Definitely if my friend needs some help, I'll help him out. Even when you have planned a particular daily routine, you usually just end up doing what you feel like at any given moment. Strongly agree. Your mood can change very quickly. Strongly agree. You often contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life. Jesus Christ. What the? Oh my God. Do I often? I don't know if I often do that. I think about it. Like, why the hell are we here? You often talk about your own feelings and your emotions. I don't know, guys. Have you subscribed to youtube.com/JoeyKinney? Or listened to this podcast for the last 40 episodes? You have got detailed education or career development plans stretching several years into the future. No. You rarely dwell in your regrets. I would say like a soft no. Spending time in a dynamic atmosphere with lots of people around quickly makes you feel drained and in a need of a getaway. Yeah. You see yourself as more of a realist than a visionary. Yeah. You find it easy to empathize with a person who has gone through something you have never have. Yeah, because I relate to it in like the best way I can. Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized. Yep. Your emotions control you more than you control them. I would say like a soft yes. After a long, exhausting week, a fun party is just what you need. Yeah, I like hanging out with friends a lot. Party means, I find it means like drinking and stuff, but I think just get-togethers are amazing. You frequently find yourself wondering how technology advancement could change everyday life. I don't think about that much. I don't know. The other day I was thinking, what are they going to do with like Lamborghinis and Ferraris and stuff when, like, self-driving cars, like, every car is going to be a self-driving car. What's the point about getting, like, a Lambo, like, a racing car? You're going to be going the same speed. You always consider how your actions might affect other people before doing something. Agree. You still honor the commitments you have made, even if you have a change of heart. Agree. You rarely feel insecure. Strongly disagree. Oh, wow. Okay. It gave it to me. I want to go back, 16 personalities. So I did this a while ago, right? Like I said, and they gave me my results, and let's compare them over the little bit. because I think this could be super interesting. So the last time I did this test was about maybe like 2 years ago, and I still have my test results. So let's see what we got here. I think they changed stuff a little bit differently, but here is how it looks. Okay, so my mind, I am 69. Okay, I'm going to read you my old tests first. This is not the one I just did. This is the old test. It says I'm 69% introverted for my mind, which is this trait determines how we interact with our environment. For energy, which means this trait shows where we direct our mental energy, I'm 65% observant and 35% intuitive. And then for nature, this trait determines how we make decisions and cope with our emotions. I'm 29% thinking, 71% feeling. Our tactics, this trait reflects our approach to work, planning, decision-making, 51% prospecting, 49% judging. And then identity, this trait underpins all others, showing how confident we are in our abilities and decisions. 75% turbulent and 25% assertive. Now, this is insane. Guys, the one I just did, okay? Remember the answers that I just gave you. My mind, 69% introverted. My energy, 65% observant. My nature, 71% feeling. My tactics, 51% prospecting. And my identity, 75% turbulent. That is the exact same. That is the exact same answers from 2 years ago. That's insane. So I really just didn't change that much. Now there's a bunch of stuff that you can read on, and about it. And there's just like so many pages. So I'm gonna read the conclusion for you. And it said, so I'm an adventurer. I'm a turbulent adventurer. My code is ISFP-T. And my role is an explorer, which is interesting. So let me read a little bit more on this. So turbulent adventure, your personality type shows what guides your attitudes, actions, and life. Okay. And then an adventurer. Adventurer personalities are true artists, but not necessarily in the typical sense where they're out painting happy little trees. Often enough, they are perfectly capable of this. Rather, it's that they use aesthetics, design, and even their choices and actions to push limits of social convention. Adventurers enjoy upsetting traditional expectations with experiments in beauty and behavior. Chances are they've expressed more than once the phrase, "Don't box me in." Okay. Yeah, that's me. Strengths and weaknesses. I'm just going to like to read a little blurb about each one. I'm charming. I'm sensitive to others. I'm imaginative. I'm passionate. I'm curious. I'm artistic. That's interesting. Oh, my weaknesses. Fiercely independent. Okay. Unpredictable. Easily stressed. True. Overly competitive. I'm not, though. I'm not. Adventures can escalate small things into intense competitions. No, that's not me. I get so scared of those. Fluctuating self-esteem. Very true. Now, romantic and romantic relationships. Oh, my God. I'm terrified. Adventurers are quite mysterious and difficult to get to know. True. Oh, my God. Dating for me is so hard. While very emotional individuals, they guard this sensitive core carefully, preferring to listen than to express. No, that's not me. People with the adventurer personality type focus instead on their partners with a little interest, dictating the mood of a situation with their own feelings. That's true. While this can be sometimes frustrating, if they are accepted for who they are, adventurers prove to be warm, enthusiastic partners. That's me. Cute. There's only like a few things that didn't really match up. Friendships. In friendship, adventurers are some of the most comfortable people around. Laid back and spontaneous, people with the adventurer personality type won't bog things down with arguments or construct or structured long-term plans, intellectually exhausting pastimes like debates over European economic policy won't hold their attention long. So freaking true. The here and now is what's important to adventurers, and they love spending time with their friends doing casual fun activities. Didn't I not just say that? That's so crazy. Off to parenthood. When it comes to parenting, adventurers often feel right at home. While no one could be said to be truly prepared for such tasks, adventurers' personalities, natural warmth, practicality, my bad, I'm awful at reading, I'm sorry, and relaxed nature help them to settle in and appreciate every moment of joy and hardships that come with raising a child. Me with raising my puppy! career paths. When it comes to the career world, adventurer needs more than just a job. Wealth, power, structure, advancement, and security are all lesser goals to adventurer personality. Greatest needs. Creative freedom. That's, wow. Adventurers crave a tangible outlet for their imagination, a chance to express themselves artistically. Wow, that's literally what I do for a living, so that's kind of good. Workplace habits. In the workplace, adventurers seek out positions that give them as much wiggle room as possible to do things their own way. Button-down environments that revolve around tightly held traditions and strictly enforced procedures are unlikely to appeal to adventurer personalities. Spontaneous, charming, and genuinely fun people to be around, adventurers just want a chance to express those natural qualities and to know that their efforts are appreciated. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Few personality types are as colorful and charming as adventurers. Known for their kindness and artistic skills, adventurers are great at finding exciting new things to explore and experience. Adventurers creating and down-to-earth attitude are invaluable in many areas, including their own personal growth. Wow. Honestly, this is so, like, spot on, and I think that's honest. Like, I'm not a huge fan of all this stuff. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you about my horoscope and all that kind of stuff. I'm really just a person living on this earth, and I'm trying to cherish every single moment that I have on this earth. And it's less of me asking why. It's more me being like, hell fucking yeah, I'm here. And so reading all of this stuff is very, like, I remember it tomorrow, probably not, but I definitely think it's interesting, and it's a great reminder of who you could be, it's a great reminder of who you are, in the sense that, like, if this was wrong, me sitting here, I can correct it to myself. And just know that this test is not your definition, it's not your label, it's not who you are or anything like that. You are who you are. While listening to this, understand that you are you. You are the most perfect you. You are the only you. So just cherish you. And just because this thing says your certain thing, whatever the fucking thing is called, understand that you are you, okay? Please, that's the only thing I want to get across. But if you want to check out this test, you can go to 16personalities.com. It's pretty cool to understand and read and everything like that. And it's pretty spot on for me. I mean, there's so much more to read. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, I think it's really cool. And check it out and let me know, what personality type are you? Did anyone else get the adventurer or whatever type thing I am? My ISFP-T, don't really know what that means. Oh, I'm introverted, observant, feeling, prospecting, and turbulent. That's what that means. Okay, that makes more sense now. Yeah, is anybody that? Let me know. Tweet me or Instagram me at Joey Kidney. Thank you guys so much for watching. And if you want to support, not watching, listening. And if you want to support this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/Joey Kidney and donate $1 and you get 4 extra podcasts a month, which is insane. So I appreciate it. And to those who are already on Patreon, I hope you guys are enjoying your exclusive podcast. We've already done a few and you guys are able to call in and stuff like that, and I can answer your questions. So if you haven't checked those out yet, please do. Anyways, guys, stay you, stay beautiful, and have a lovely Friday. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.